Good morning. My name is Dulon Halu, and I'm a preventive medicine physician, and I'm also a population health fellow at the Houston Health Department. And today I'm going to present data to action prioritizing HIV patient follow-up by lab results. This is basically a proposed solution to a challenge faced at our health department. So again, this presentation is data action prioritizing HIV patient follow-up by lab results, and this is a proposed solution to a challenge faced by our health department. The Houston Health Department is responsible for following up with co-infected HIV patients. Following up, I'm talking about specifically a detailed interview and education on lowering their risk of transmission for delivering HIV. Specifically, when I say co-infection, it's an HIV patient that has acquired either chlamydia or gonorrhea. These patients are more infectious compared to just a sole HIV infection, and they're exhibiting higher risk behavior than a solely infected by HIV patient. The challenge phase is these number of co-infected patients are increasing in our jurisdiction, but our staff is unable to meet the growth. Our proposed solution is to exclude a portion of these co-infected patients, specifically those that are less likely to transmit the infection. More specifically, are those that have a low viral load. A viral load is just how much of the virus is in a HIV patient's blood. If it's very low, that means the patient is in a good HIV status. They're less likely to acquire HIV-related infections. They're less likely to transmit the infection to a negative person. Common terminology is a suppressed viral load, which is usually targeted by therapy. A suppressed viral load is less than 200 copies of the virus. Less than or equal to 50 is called undetectable. There are many studies that show if you have a low viral load, you are not going to transmit the virus. The HIV Prevention Trials Network showed 1,800 couples, one was positive, one was negative, that there was a 96% reduction in transmission to the negative partner if the positive one was suppressed. The limitations of this study was that a lot of the couples, at least 90%, were using condoms, and the majority of them were heterosexual. And as you know, a lot MSM is higher risk of transmission. And you can't solely attribute suppression because they were using condoms. A following study called the Partner Study addressed these two limitations. They included a lot of MSM couples, and they included couples that were reporting infrequent, inconsistent condom use. And even this study showed not one single case of HIV transmission by a HIV person that has a viral load less than 200. And though there's a low likelihood of transmission, that doesn't mean there's a large number of these patients with low viral loads in our jurisdiction. There needed to be such that in order to effectively reduce our workload. So to find the number in our jurisdiction, we looked at two data sets in past years. And there was not one single data set that had this information, so we merged two. One data set had a list of co-infected patients, their names, by each year, and the other data set were viral loads for every single HIV patient in our jurisdiction. In 2013, we saw 89 co-infected patients. Only 75 of those had a viral load for us to evaluate. Of those 75, 48% had a viral load under 200, suppressed, and 40% was undetectable. And our suggested policy was to exclude those that were undetectable to be on the safe side, even though those studies showed that a suppressed patient is unlikely to transmit. The following years, in 14 and 15, there was even a larger number of patients that had a suppression of co-infected patients. 54% were virally suppressed in 2014, and 50% were virally suppressed in 2015. 15 was a little bit less because the data was incomplete. And I believe that 2013 was underreported. The 2014 and 15, the reporting was improved. And again, our recommended policy was to exclude those that were undetectable. So if we were to exclude those undetectable patients, we would have 9 less cases to deal with every month. That seems small, but that number is going to increase with improved reporting in the future. And I recommended this policy to our health department, and it's still in deliberation for implementation, but it can, a strategy like this can be used in or similar to not only reduce the workload, but also sustain the same level of prevention of transmission that you've always had while you're following up every single patient. Thank you.